Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. From Hollywood, California, the Mutual Broadcasting System cordially invites you to 30 minutes of fun. How? Just meet me at Parkey's.
Bong, 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 bong. Meet me at Parkey's. Come on along.
Yes, come on along, everybody. Come along to Parkey's Restaurant and say hello to Betty Rhodes, Sheldon Leonard, Elliot Lewis, Frank Nelson, Hi Everback, Jerry Hausner, the 16 Short Orders, yours truly, Art Gilmore, and our genial host, the star of our show, Park Your Carcass.
Meet me at Parkey's.
My, today I hate for to read the newspapers. All what you ever see is trouble, trouble, trouble. Yeah, the only good news in the papers today is be the weather report. Now here it is right here. Maximum temperature 76, minimum temperature 44. Precipitation 68, University of Southern California 7. I knew there would never be dear old precipitation. Hey, what does that say here? Be kind to your neighbor week starts today. Starting today, be kind to your neighbor for 1 week. Get to know your neighbor better. Lend him your lawnmower. Help him paint his fence. Remember, kind neighbors make kind neighborhoods, and kind neighborhoods make a kind world. So you know something? That's right. If everyone is only be kind to his neighbor, this sure would be a kind world. That's a swell idea, yeah. Be kind to your neighbor. That's what I'm going to do. Starting right now, this week, I'm going to be kind to everybody. Here comes Betty Rhodes. Hello, Betty.
Hiya, Parkey.
Say, Betty, would you like to borrow my lawnmower?
Borrow your lawnmower?
Yeah, but I'm sorry, but I couldn't paint your fence until next week.
Paint my fence?
Yeah, and another thing, Betty, you didn't have a day off since yesterday. I want you to take today off and take tomorrow off, too. Go ahead.
Parkey, do you feel all right?
Yes, I feel swell.
Well, then what's wrong with you? What's all this talk about borrowing your lawnmower and painting my fence?
Nothing, just being kind, that's all. Yeah, you could read it in the newspapers. Yeah, this week is Be Kind to Your Neighbor Week. That'd be a swell idea,
Betty. Yes, it sure is. Yeah. It's too bad, though, that folks have to be reminded to be kind to the neighbors for only 1 week during the year. What I mean is people should be kind all the time, don't you think?
Yes, you're right, Betty. Just like the Boy Scouts, they do a good deed every day.
That's right, Parkey.
Yes.
And if every government used the Boy Scout idea, I mean doing good deeds every day, maybe there wouldn't be so much trouble in the world.
Yeah, that would be a good thing if the head of every government was a Boy Scout. Of course, President Truman would look awful funny running around with those long stockings and short pants, you know. Yeah, Betty, I guess that this world would be a much happier place for to live in if only everybody was more kind to each other.
Well, Parkey, you know the old saying, you can catch more flies with sugar than you can with vinegar.
Say, that's pretty clever. You could catch more flies with sugar than you could with vinegar. Did you make that up?
No.
Say, that reminds me, though, you better order 50 pounds of sugar and 6 bottles of vinegar. And you better get 50 sheets of fly paper, too. Wait a minute, forget about the fly paper. This week we'll let them fly around. I'm going to be kind to everybody. Oh, Betty, here comes the judge.
Oh, heavens, I just hate to see that man come in here.
Betty, don't forget to be kind to your neighbor. Good morning, judge. Sit right down and let me forget to get you a nice cup of coffee. Here, here's the newspapers. I'll get you some magazines. You be comfortable? Could I get you a pillow? What could I do to make you happy?
Well, this is the last straw. Everything's going wrong today. I had a fight with my wife, they turned off my electricity, and now I come in here and find you drunk.
Drunk? How could I be drunk? I never drink nothing than Pepsi La Cola. Pepsi La Quila. I think I'll change to 7-Up. There you are, George. There's your coffee. And here's a couple of fresh donuts. Go ahead. Take them, no charge.
No charge?
Donuts is beer with my compliments. And, George, I'll tell you something else. I've been going over my books here, and you owe us $22.75. Well, you could forget all about that, too. You don't got to pay me nothing.
Pay you nothing?
Yes, sir.
Are you trying to place me in the humiliating position of accepting charity from you?
No, I don't give you charity. Just trying to be kind to you. You see, this is Be Kind to Your Neighbor Week.
Well, I'm not your neighbor, and if I were, I'd move.
Well, look, George, I'm the one for to get no arguments with you. All I'm trying to do is to be kind to everybody this week. Now, you owe me a little money. I just said for to forget it, that's all.
Yeah, my good man, do I or do I not owe you $22.75?
Yes, you do.
Well, as an American citizen, I'm standing on my rights. And I insist that you allow me to pay you that money immediately.
Okay, if you feel that way about it, then you could pay me the money immediately.
How un-American.
All-American. Look, George, all I'm trying for to do is to be kind to you. I'll even lend you my lawnmower.
I haven't got a lawn.
Then I'll plant you one. I'll even paint your fence.
I haven't got a fence.
I'll build you one.
I haven't got a house.
Then I'll dig you one. Oh, look, George. For heaven's sake, it's no use trying for to talk to a fella like you.
On with the show, on with the show. Let's go. Introducing Miss Betty Rhodes.
To walk and talk with you in the moonlight. To share a kiss for each star in the sky. To know you care, care, care for me only. Those things money can't buy. To have a one-way ticket to heaven. Upon the wings of our dreams we can fly. To know I'll never, never be lonely. Those things money can't buy. To have a perfect understanding. It's worth its weight in gold. But dear, a perfect understanding. You can't buy, you know why it ain't so. To have and hold, hold, hold you forever. To know our love, love, love will not die. To hear you whisper, darling, I love you. Those things money can't buy.
I guess it's funny. I'm always thinking of money.
You know why?
No, why?
You'll know that love is not for sale, so don't try.
No, no, no.
To have and hold you forever. To know our love will not die. To hear you whisper, darling, I love you. Those are the things money can't buy.
Those are the prettiest things, the wonderful things, the beautiful things, the littlest things that money cannot buy.
Betty Rhodes, our lovely Victor recording star, singing Those Things Money Can't Buy. Thank you, Betty. We'll be back with Parkey in just a moment. It takes no great intelligence to realize that the backbone of our nation is its growing youth. But it does take a little foresight to acknowledge that our youth will be ill-trained, a weak backbone, unless some action is taken to rectify the current crisis in the teaching profession. Hundreds of thousands of teachers have quit the profession during the past 5 years. Emergency replacements often do not come up to the required educational standards. Further, the number of qualified young men and women training to be teachers has fallen dangerously low. This, coupled with deteriorating buildings and obsolete school facilities, means American children will be unable to take their places as future American citizens with the schooling and training necessary to carry out the responsibilities, the obligations of good citizenship. Now, within your own community, take an active part in promoting good schooling. Look into the school conditions in your own hometown. They may need your aid. And we're proud of the fact that first among the theatrical profession, our own Parky Carcass raised his voice in the recognition of the need and gave his support to the continuation of the fight. Join with him in the perpetuation of tomorrow by helping the youth of today.
Back to the star of our show.
It's be a tough job for just for to try for to be kind to people. The minute when you start being nice to them, they look at you like you'd be crazy or something. I might have better wait on this man coming in here. Yes, sir, could I help you?
How do you do, sir? Nice looking restaurant you got here.
Oh, it's not bad, yeah.
Say, mister, I bet in the course of a year you break a lot of dishes around this here place now, don't you?
Break a lot of dishes? Yes, we do, but that'd be part of the business.
Well, then why don't you go out and get plastic?
Go out and get plastic? No, you see, I don't drink. Once in a while, I take a bottle of Pepsi, I call it Pepsi.
No. I mean, get some plastic dishes.
Plastic dishes?
Yes, sir. Now, I represent the Non-Breakable Dish Company of North America.
Oh.
Here, see this here sample plate of mine?
Yes.
Now, that looks exactly like that there plate of yours on the counter, don't it?
Yes, it does.
But they're a lot different, my friend.
Yeah?
Here, let me demonstrate it for you. Now, if I throw your plate down on the floor like this...
Oh, my.
It breaks into 1,000 pieces, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Yes.
But here, you take my plate and throw it down. Yes. Go ahead, throw it down. Go right ahead.
Okay.
You see that? Unbreakable.
Yeah, it's pretty good. But the way you slammed my plate down on the floor, that would break anything, you know.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up. It doesn't matter how hard you slam it.
No?
Here, I'll take another one of your plates and just drop it lightly on the floor like this.
Oh, my.
Now, you see that? It still breaks into 1,000 pieces, don't it?
Yes, it does, yes.
But not my plate. Go ahead, drop my plate. Go ahead.
Okay.
You see that? Unbreakable.
Yes.
Now, if you keep dropping your plates on the floor all day long, why, in no time at all, you'll have no plates left.
Yeah, I know, but nobody's going to stand here all day long just dropping my plates on the floor.
Well, now, you don't have to drop them.
No.
One of your plates could be on the counter like this one, and I could just accidentally push it off with my elbow like this.
Oh, my. What is that?
You see that? It breaks into 1,000 pieces, don't it?
Yes, it does, yes.
Well, now push one of my plates off the counter with your elbow. Go ahead, push it.
Okay.
There you are. Unbreakable. But we're not worried about these single plates breaking, are we?
We're not?
No, sir. No, sir, your biggest trouble today in breakage is, like, for instance, one of your busboys is carrying a big stack of plates like this one that I'm grabbing here.
Oh, Myers, don't be possible. He's going to drop that whole stack of dishes.
See that?
Yeah, broken 1,000 pieces.
Right. But now you take my plate.
Yeah, I know. Unbreakable, yes. Look, mister, it'd be a good thing, but this be kind to your neighbor week. Otherwise, I would be very mad at you.
Mad at me?
Yes.
Oh, why, you should be very happy I came in here. Why, I'll save you hundreds of dollars.
You will?
Yes, sir. Now, don't you worry about me breaking up all your dishes. Why, after you get our unbreakable dishes, yes, you'd want to get rid of all these old dishes anyway.
Well, you made a pretty good start of getting rid of them, I'll tell you that.
Well, would you like to order some of our unbreakable dishes?
Would I like to order them? I got to. And could you please have them here this afternoon? Because now that you broke up my dishes, I need them to stay in business.
Well, this afternoon?
Yes.
Well, you can't get these dishes this afternoon.
Couldn't?
Well, no. I guess you forget there's a big shortage of materials.
Shortage of materials? You mean there's a shortage of plastic materials?
No, there's a shortage of building materials. We haven't even started building at the factory yet. Well, thank you very much, and goodbye, sir.
Yes, goodbye. You know something? I'll be glad when Be Kind to Your Neighbor week is over. I got 6 more days left for the Be Kind. If it keeps up like this, I know I won't make it.
Hello, Mr. Pocketcockus.
Oh, hello.
You remember me? I met you last week. I'm Joe's friend.
Joe? Oh, yes. Say, you know something? All week long I've been dying and trying, and I still couldn't figure out who is Joe.
Oh, you know Joe. Charlie's partner?
Charlie? What Charlie?
Emily's husband.
Emily?
Yeah, Frank's sister. I bet you didn't even know Frank had a sister, now did you? Well, fess up.
No, I must admit that I didn't know Frank had a sister.
Uh-huh.
I'll tell you something else. I don't even know Frank.
Frank?
Yes?
Why, everybody knows Frank. Jim's cousin.
Jim?
Yeah. You know Jim. Steve's dentist.
Steve's dentist? Which Steve?
Why, he's the one that's related to Charlie.
Now we're back to Charlie again. Don't tell me, though. Charlie is Joe's partner. Yeah, well, I'm sorry. I still don't know Joe.
Well, look, maybe you got him mixed up with somebody else.
Hey, well, that could be. You sure what you don't mean, Henry?
Henry?
Yes.
What Henry?
Thelma's husband.
Thelma?
Yes, Arnold's sister.
Arnold? Which Arnold?
The guy who works for Stanley. Yes, Clifford's uncle.
Clifford, huh?
Yes.
Well, what does this Clifford look like?
Well, he's a tall, thin fellow with glasses. He's got a mustache and a bald head, and he always wears a dark blue shirt with a red tie and a big horseshoe stick pin here. And light tan shoes, and he always carries a cane.
Well, that's Joe!
It is. But I can't seem to place him.
Well, Mr. Pocketcockus, it was good to see you again. And yes, when I see Joe, I'll tell him that we were talking about him.
Yeah, you do that.
Okay. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Yes. That guy sure has a lot of people. He must be a very popular fella. I sure like for to know who Joe is. Oh, look at this salesman walking in here now with a vacuum cleaner. Well, I'll get rid of him quick. No, no, I couldn't do that now. Almost forgot, but this week I got to be kind to everybody. Now I got to buy his vacuum cleaner. If he only came in here last week, would I have thrown him out? How do you do, sir? Come right in. Come right in.
Hi!
Hi.
Thelma.
Yes, Arnold's sister.
Arnold? Which Arnold?
The guy who works for Stanley.
Stanley?
Yes, Clifford's uncle.
Clifford, huh?
Yes.
Well, what does this Clifford look like?
Well, he's a tall, thin fellow with glasses. He's got a mustache and a bald head, and he always wears a dark blue shirt with a red tie and a big horseshoe stick pin here. And light tan shoes, and he always carries a cane.
Well, that's Joe.
It is. But I can't seem to place him.
Well, Mr. Pocketcockers, it was good to see you again. And yes. When I see Joe, I'll tell him that we were talking about him.
Yeah, you do that.
Okay. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Yeah. That guy sure has a lot of people. Must be a very popular fella. I sure like for to know who Joe is. Oh, look at this salesman walking in here now with our vacuum cleaner. Well, I'll get rid of him quick. Oh, no, I couldn't do that now. Almost forgot, but this week I got to be kind to everybody. Now I got to buy his vacuum cleaner. If he only came in here last week, would I have thrown him out? How do you do, sir? Come right in. Come right in.
Hi!
Hi.
There, see, Chester just left here.
Chester?
Yeah, you know, Joe's friend.
Oh, you know Joe, too?
No, I know Joe. Yeah. Everybody knows Joe.
They do?
Sure. Hey, that Joe sure is a wonderful guy, ain't he?
Sure is. I'd like to meet him sometime. Yeah,
yeah, Joe's one in a million.
I know. I just met the other 999,000.
Well, I might as well get down to business.
Yes.
As you probably can see, I sell vacuum cleaners.
Yeah, I see.
Now, you've heard of the Hoover vacuum cleaner?
Yeah, you sell Hoovers?
No, I sell McKinley.
McKinley's?
Yes, we started 20 years before Hoover. Now, sir, this wonderful cleaner sells for only $49.50.
All right, I'll take it.
Now, this is one of the best cleaners that you can possibly buy for a restaurant. It's particularly good.
Yeah, okay, I'll take it.
Like, for instance, if you have any broken dishes on the floor, this will pick them up in a jiffy. I'd like to demonstrate that for you. Now, suppose I took one of your dishes.
No, wait a minute. Don't got to demonstrate. I'll take it.
And another thing, this is the only machine on the market that has a hermetically sealed motor. Never needs oiling. Now, you probably used other makes of vacuum cleaner. But if this won't do the work three times as fast as yours will, we'll be very much surprised.
Yes, I'll take it. Now,
even if you're not ready to buy one of our wonderful machines today, I'd like to leave it here on a 30-day trial.
No, I'll take it now.
Well,
yes.
Seeing that you're so hard to convince, I'd like to show you some testimonials.
No.
From some of our satisfied customers.
No, you don't have to. I'll take it.
Look, mister.
Yes?
Even if you don't want to buy one of these cleaners, the least you can do is show me the courtesy of listening to what I have to say.
Well, look, I just...
You know, it's pretty hard work going from door to door trying to sell vacuum cleaners.
Yes, I know.
I'm a married man, and I got three kids.
I'll take it. I mean, congratulations.
You know, mister, if I don't sell these cleaners, that means that my kids don't eat. But you don't care.
Yeah, but...
Look at you. You're nice and fat. I'd like to bring those three poor little kids down here.
No, you...
And don't... let them take a look at you through your window. So they can see the guy who's taking the bread and butter out of their poor little mouths.
Who's taking bread and butter out of their poor little mouths? Look, mister, you came here trying for to sell me a vacuum cleaner, don't you?
Yes.
Well, I'll take it.
Oh, sure, after I shamed you into it.
Ah.
Well, I'll let my poor wife and kids starve before I take any of your filthy money. Even if you didn't want to buy a vacuum cleaner, the least you could do was show me a little kindness.
Kindness?
Yes. And for your information, mister, this is Be Kind to Your Neighbor Week.
Yes.
And it wouldn't do you any harm if you practiced a little of that.
Yeah, I know what it's Be Kind to Your Neighbor Week. Would you like to borrow my lawnmower?
Oh, you're a wise guy, huh?
Oh.
No. Too late to apologize now. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Be mad. I wonder what you got to say to that fella to force him to sell you a vacuum cleaner. If I could only find Joe, maybe he could put in a good word for me.
Oh, I come from Alabama with my banjo on my knee. I'm going to Louisiana and my true love for to see. Yes, it rained all night the day I left.
In just a moment. Food surveys made in Europe, particularly Western Europe, show the situation to be desperate. Frost, drought, and floods have taken heavy toll of food crops, and hunger is widespread. The average person in Europe is hungry. Many are near starvation. This coming winter, due to a weakened condition, thousands will die of pneumonia and tuberculosis. In the midst of this tragic suffering, Americans are asked to help voluntarily in the export of 100 million bushels of wheat to Europe. Now, it's traditional of Americans to help the needy. It also is to our own self-interest to see that Europe is fed. The unrest current overseas can only be stimulated by hunger and cold. Our own security may very well be endangered by the potential political catastrophe inherent within the misery now existing in Europe. At this crucial moment, every one of us can help by contributing to the friendship train which left Hollywood last Friday night. Meet it at your city. Contribute as much as you can. It will be your way of helping our neighbors across the ocean towards a freer and a better world.
Back to Parky.
Parky, you look all tired out.
Yeah, I am tired, my baby. I'm just worn out trying for to be kind to people.
Well, gee, this isn't going to help you, Parky, because here comes that faker, Orville Sharp.
Oh, my. Well, baby, I suppose what this week I even got for to be kind to him, too.
Well, thank my old friend, Mr. Parky Carcass. Am I correct?
Yes, Mr. Sharp, you are correct. And you know something? I'm so happy for to see you. Will you stay and be my guest for dinner? And if I could do any favors for you at all, don't be afraid to ask me.
Hey, Mr. Pakikakis, what is happening to you? You never acted like this before. You know, maybe this restaurant business is going to your head. Maybe you want to go see a psychiatrist.
A psychiatrist?
Uh-huh. You see, maybe this guy will advise you to give up this business. I mean, give all of these responsibilities.
Responsibilities?
Yeah. See, you've got to realize that you are getting to an age now
where
you can't worry about all these details no more. How old are you? 73, 74?
74. I am 42 years old.
Well, I knew it was around there somewhere. Hey, now, look, why don't you get rid of this restaurant and come into my business, eh? All that you've got to do is to invest some money with me, and then you don't have to do no work at all. You can either become an active partner, see, or a silent partner. It's impartial to me.
It's impartial to you?
Yeah.
What is the difference between an active partner and a silent partner?
Oh, well, if you're an active partner, see, then I don't pay no attention to anything that you say.
What is a silent partner?
If you open your mouth, I hit you in the teeth.
No, Mr. Chopper, what kind of business you got now?
Well, brother, I got the most wonderful business in the world. This is a business. It's called Brilliant Ideas Incorporated.
Brilliant Ideas?
Yeah. I think up all kinds of brilliant ideas.
Gee.
Would you like me to give you an eggs and apple?
Yes, go ahead. Give me an eggs and apple, yes.
Okay. Now, you take perfume, see?
Perfume?
Now, there are millions of women. They are buying that stuff every day for maybe $20 an ounce, see?
Yes.
You realize that?
Yes, I realize that, yes.
Okay, now, I got an idea about how I can manufacture that same perfume, and I can sell it for 10 cents an ounce.
10 cents an ounce?
Eh?
Does it be any good?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yes.
Good, yeah. Ever hear of that perfume called Surrender?
Surrender?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
My perfume's called Give Up.
Give Up?
Yeah, yeah. Made out of crushed flowers.
What kind of crushed flowers?
Highest things.
Highest things?
Yes, sir, yes, sir. And, Bernard, that idea is going to make millions of dollars for
it.
Oh, did I say millions?
Yes.
I wouldn't be exaggerating even if I said thousands.
What do you know?
Yes, Brunny, you are a very fortunate man that I'm taking you in as a partner because this is an investment opportunity that comes along only every 3 years, or as we say, once in a lifetime.
Once in a lifetime is every 3 years.
Correct.
I see. Look, Mr. Sharp, I do be very anxious for to invest some money with you, but I don't think that I like that idea, that the highest things. I don't like that.
Well, okay. I got another brilliant idea that you can invest some money in. And this one, this is an airplane company. It's called the Midnight Airline Service.
That's a funny name. Why do you call it the Midnight Airline Service?
It's a fly-by-night concern.
I see.
And, Butter, is this a wonderful business?
It is.
Oh, my. I got a very valuable franchise, too. You see, we are the only airplane company in the world that flies exclusively from Los Angeles to Glendale.
Los Angeles to Glendale, that's only 2 miles.
Yeah, well, that's how we make the money.
Yes.
Saves the wear and tear on the planes because everybody takes the bus.
That should be very interesting,
yes,
I must say.
Yes. Now, for 20 of those dollars, you can become my partner in that company.
Rocky, here's 20 of those dollars, and I'm your partner in the Midnight Airline Service.
Well, thank you, Mr. Parkakakis. Well, thank you, and I want to offer my congratulations. Yes, sir. You are a very smart man for making an investment like this.
No, look, Mr. Sharp, it's no use for me to kid you, you know. I just went into this business with you and gave you 20 of those dollars only because I wanted for to be kind to you, you see?
Yeah.
But I don't want you for to think what you're pulling the wool over my eyes, you know. Fooling me with your crazy ideas, what you come around here every week, you know.
Crazy ideas?
Yes. And then the other thing, Mr. Sharp, I know it is, don't be none of my business, but really, you all would be so much better off if you would go out and get yourself an honest job somewhere instead of fooling around with your business, Brilliant Ideas Incorporated. I can tell you right now, you will never make 1 cent with any of your brilliant ideas.
Never make one cent?
No.
He said, what are you talking about? Only last week I won $50 in a newspaper contest with one of my brilliant ideas.
You won $50 in a newspaper contest with one of your ideas?
Sure. I'm the guy who thought up Be Kind to Your Neighbor Week.
You? Oh, for heaven's sake.
Be it all by the fancy, good fancy, I got you.
Remember, next Sunday, same time, same station, be sure to listen to the further adventures of Parky Carcass, Betty Rhodes, Sheldon Leonard, Elliot Lewis, the 16 Short Orders, and our big cast of fun makers. Meet Me at Parkey's is written by Parker Carcass and Howard Harris and is produced by Maurice Morton. This is Art Gilmore saying goodnight.
Gee, it's all fine and dandy, sugar candy, when I've got you, then I only see the sun.
This program came from Hollywood. Stay tuned now for more comedy. The Jim Backus Show follows in just a moment.
Sugar candy, I get lonesome, I get so blue.
This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.